because the middle class is being hurt the greatest and the worst by this invisible tax known as inflation.
I'm going to have a chance later in the show to visit with Sigal Chadha, Republican nominee for Attorney General. There is this story that has been going around for the last week, a Nevada Republican group apparently endorsing a Democrat for Attorney General Aaron Ford. He's running for re-election. First of all, what do you make of this? And is it that big a deal? I mean, it's some name brand Republicans like Amy Tarkanian and Michael Roberson, but is it really that big a deal?
You know, I think it's a big deal for Aaron Ford, but when you look at Mike Roberson's record, for example, he was known as a tax and spend Republican. He was part of the coalition that raised taxes, the highest tax increase in Nevada that we've ever seen. So, you know, with Republicans like Roberson, do we really need Democrats? And so you look at the list of Republicans that Amy had sent me, and there's about a dozen Republicans on the list, mostly lobbyists. There's Mike Roberson and a handful of others. I think many people that are on that list, many voters, would not recognize their names. What voters recognize is, you know, the party that's in control, and they will blame that party for any of their economic or education, et cetera, issues that they have. And so I don't know that the, you know, dozen or so lobbyists and Republicans in name are really going to move the needle that much, specifically within this Biden inflation, this economy.
Let me ask you about Sigal Chadha. I've met her a couple of times. She seems very reasonable. She is a fighter. She has gone to court. That's where she has done a bunch of her fighting. Is there anything to fear from Sigal Chadha?
I think if you're Aaron Ford, you should fear Sigal Chadha. She's definitely a woman who fought against the draconian mandates, the COVID mandates. She fought against masking in schools. She fought against the churches, or fought against Steve Sisolak when he closed the churches, and she won. So she's been on the forefront and during the fight against the COVID mandates, which were absolutely unnecessary and did an enormous amount of damage to our economy in Nevada. So I think if anyone has anything to fear, it's Aaron Ford, because Sigal Chadha, and I've met her as well a few times, she definitely does not mince words. She's direct in her approach. Her platform of her campaign reflects that. And the same Republicans that we just spoke about are endorsing Aaron Ford over Sigal Chadha. They are also endorsing Zach Conin, the Democratic treasurer, over Michelle Fiore. And then they've got a whole other list. But like I said, I don't know that their coalition is necessarily going to move the needle. I think that who will move the needle are the independent voters and the Hispanic voters, and even the Democrats that have abandoned the Democrat Party four times. As many Democrats have abandoned the Democrat Party and voted and switched their registration to Republican.
You brought up the independents. They are going to be a large voting bloc. We don't know how they are going to fall. Do you, after doing the research that you do just in your day-to-day operations, do you get a feel for what it is independents want, what they'll be voting for in November?
Same as Hispanics and same as the rest of us, the economy. The economy is on the ballot. And when you look at independent numbers, I think they're around the same as Hispanics. Over 70% of independents do not like the direction of this country. They aren't better off than they were 2 years ago. So independents, a majority of independents are motivated to vote based on economic conditions and indicators. And right now, those indicators don't look like they're going to get any better.
If folks want to find out more about what you're up to, what you're writing about, what you're talking about, what you're, the issues that you're championing, where do they go? How do they find you?
They can find me at thenevadaglobe.com. That's our website. They can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at The Nevada Globe, and we will have an Instagram page coming soon. So I'm excited about that.
Ooh, very nice. You have a great rest of your week. We'll be looking for more from thenevadaglobe.com. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. And I urge you to at least check it out. Whether you agree with the politics or not is up to you, but it's great stuff, and it changes every day. And that's why I tell people, you know, make sure every day when you get into the office, you check your smartphone and find out what's out there. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for that bad accident consuming the right three lanes on Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston. Emergency crews are there. They might even be taking up four lanes. So you're definitely going to stay to the left there, 15 south at Charleston. The HOV lane is open up to Tropicana, but that's where the HOV lanes are under repair for the next month. That's Interstate 15 northbound and southbound between Warm Springs and Tropicana. But the toughest part of the freeway commute right now is on Interstate 15 southbound. Stay to the left there at Charleston.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
This is more than a fly ball. This is out of here. Home run. And for Trey Turner, he just continues his torrid hitting. He extends the hitting streak to 19 consecutive games. That's his 17th home run.
The call on Dodgers Radio, 8-2, the win over the Giants on Monday. Trey Turner hit a home run to extend his hitting streak to 19 games. Max Muncy also went deep. Freddie Freeman had three hits, including a double and two RBI, as the Dodgers won for the fifth time in six games. Wilmer Flores hit his team-leading 16th homer for San Francisco, which dropped to 3-9 since the All-Star break after winning five of their previous six. The Padres beat the Rockies 4-1 on Monday. Jerks and Profar homered for the third straight game. Trent Grisham also went deep.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we'll get the national perspective on what's going on in our world. Alex Keeler, he's the Western Regional Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, will join us. I want to find out how this killing of the number one Al-Qaeda operative is going to play politically. The Democrats have nothing else to talk about. January 6th is a big failure. I mean, it's awful. I mean, that's what's so bizarre. This was the president. Let's go to cut four. Cut four. President Biden, from the balcony of the White House, announcing the drone strike in Afghanistan, in Kabul. I mean, like in essentially a really nice section of Kabul in Afghanistan.
On Saturday, at my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the emir of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. You know, Zawahiri was bin Laden's leader. He was with him all the whole time. He was his number two man, his deputy, at the time the terrorists attacked 9/11. He was deeply involved in the planning of 9/11. One of the most responsible for the attacks that murdered 2,977 people on American soil. For decades, he was the mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, which killed 17 American sailors and wounded dozens more. He played a key role in the bombing of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, killing 224 and wounding over 4,500 others. He carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens, American service members, American diplomats, and American interests. And since the United States delivered justice in bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of Al-Qaeda, the leader. From hiding, he coordinated Al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that called for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets. He made videos, including in recent weeks, calling for his followers to attack the United States and our allies. Now, justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
Kind of a victory lap of sorts. For a little bit of perspective, CNN reached out to General David Petraeus, the former CIA director. This is cut six, explaining the planning that goes into a successful drone strike like we saw over the weekend. Here it is.
What would it take by way of intelligence, military coordination to accomplish something like this?
Well, obviously, you've got to get, if it is presumably a drone, you have to get it within reach of that drone's dwell time. We know that you can fly a drone from our bases in various locations in the greater Middle East and reach that location. Presumably, there were more sources put together than this, than just the drone footage and so forth. It does show, therefore, that it is possible to do over the horizon. I don't think anyone ever questioned, though, the ability to conduct over the horizon operations. It's more the ability to really have a dense capability to do this, to really get sources that would be on the ground and could actually develop the kind of partners and so forth that are needed and are still needed at this point in time, of course, to root out the extremists in the Islamic State Khorasan group, which, as I mentioned, are the ones that really pose the international threat. Again, noting that this is a very big operation. Again, this is the other real leader of Al-Qaeda since the very early days, way pre 9/11, who stayed with it ever since.
Yeah, General David Petraeus, smart guy when it comes to the military and the former CIA director. We're going to switch gears coming up in our next segment because guess what is coming today? The Major League Baseball trading deadline. And some big names are being moved. I mean, you're not going to recognize some of these teams without a program. I mean, that's how bad it's getting. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, when I tell people that I work right across the street from the Mandalay Bay on the beautiful Las Vegas Strip, they get all kind of googie, you know. Ooh, really? That is really nice. And it is. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on this Tuesday, August 2nd. It's the day of the Major League Baseball trading deadline, and you've got two really huge baseball fans with you this afternoon. My name is Kevin Wall, gentleman Jim Dallas alongside on the other side of the glass, and this is it. But boy, there have been some big names moved, but there are bigger names still being moved.
Yeah, this is pretty much the last day. We're down to about 2 hours and 14 minutes right now before the trade deadline for Major League Baseball. And Juan Soto, everybody was speculating during the All-Star break that they knew the Washington Nationals. They are not going to re-sign him. He's an up-and-coming star. He's a superstar. He's only 23 years old. So he was like the star that everybody wanted. I know that your team, the Cardinals, wanted
I know.
They were in the running. The Mariners, the Dodgers, the Yankees, all these teams. He ends up at the Padres. The Padres.
I tell you what, the Padres are aggressive because they didn't just get Juan Soto. They got Josh Bell, first baseman. And it looked like now they're going to be dealing Eric Hosmer, my former Kansas City Royal, to the Red Sox. So they've freed up that position.
And the Royals already traded Benintendi to the Boston Red Sox the other day. So that Andrew Benintendi. So, yeah, that is, when you're a team that's struggling, this is where you get rid of the salary. You try to hope next year is better with these young prospects, which don't cost you very much. But if you're in the hunt, getting this one piece might take you all the way to a championship. And if we look back at recent memory, Kevin, the Royals back in 2015, you know, for years they had a horrible team. Then all of a sudden they come out of no place.
Yeah.
They acquired Johnny Cueto, a former Cincinnati Red. And he pitched 8 innings to win Game 5 of the American League Division Series. And then he threw a complete game victory in the World Series after he was obtained in a last-second trade. So that's why these contenders do it, because it's this one last chance for that championship. And I think Billy Beane is still looking for that with the Oakland A's, too.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that money, the movie Moneyball.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Now, the leaders in the clubhouse so far would have to be the Padres, would they not? I mean, there's always this rivalry between the Dodgers and the Padres.
Right.
For West Coast domination. And if the Giants aren't going to be in the hunt, don't know. But the big question is, are the Padres a big winner so far?
I would say so, because Juan Soto is definitely that up-and-rising star. Now, speaking of the Dodgers, Joey Gallo has been obtained by the L.A. Dodgers because he was struggling with the New York Yankees. And Gallo is one of those guys that you just scratch your head. When he hits the ball, it goes out of the park. But he doesn't hit the ball very often. That's the problem. 200 hitter, but he's got potential to hit 40 home runs every year. So we'll see how that works out for the Dodgers. But certainly there's a lot of names that could move between now and 3 o'clock this afternoon.
A little more than 2 hours away, the Major League Baseball trading deadline. So we'll keep you apprised of what's going on there. It's going to be interesting to see. But I'm just amazed at, you know, the number of big names that have already been moved.
Noah Syndergaard with the Angels now, Ian Happ with the Cubs, David Robertson, right-handed pitcher for the Cubs, all moved. Josh Bell, the Washington Nationals, Wilson Contreras with the Cubs.
By the way, is there anything left of the Cubs? I mean, there's nothing left.
No.
They're just a shell.
It's just a shame. Well, but my team, the Reds, did that in the offseason. And they still managed to unload their ace, their only All-Star, in the All-Star game a week or so ago. So it's frustrating. It's that time of the year. But let's try to be optimistic about it. And let's see if these contenders made the right moves. And let's hope that the new personnel that the downtrodden teams have will develop into solid Major League Baseball players. And maybe in a year or two, they'll be contending.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk Build Back Better Light. That's what they're talking about right now. And, in fact, that's what the U.S. Senate is in the process of debating. And that is the Build Back Better Light bill that they're going to try and pass it. And it's going to be a huge tax increase. They say it's not. Joe Manchin says it's not. He swears up and down it's not. But it is. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Food, utility assistance, healthcare, housing. Find the resources available in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were talking about the Build Back Better Light bill. The original bill was, what, $1.9 trillion? Or it was just huge. It was big spending at its worst. Now we've got Build Back Better Lite, which is kind of a scaled-down version. Kayleigh McEnany was on Fox News Channel yesterday on why Joe Manchin, this is cut one, by the way, why